Blog Talk Radio.
Guess it's not to do.
Okay,
Hello.
Hello and welcome to Mind Tripping with Michelle. I do apologize for the technical difficulties today. We are still in the process of putting together the new virtual studio and getting everybody all lined up that is helping me out with this. So I'd like to just start out by first off saying thank you so much to Robin for being my co-host and taking care of the call-ins to the blog talk, and I'd also like to give a special thank you and a shout-out to Milena, who is taking, both of which are taking time out of their busy schedules to help me get this show on the road. So I do apologize for the delays. We are still working through some snags with the program, and I do believe that today we are only recording on the audio. We're still working through the video technical aspect of it, so just bear with us. Today, I'm excited to announce that I have a special guest, Sandra Rose, and we are also going to talk about the ascension process today. So Sandra is an expert in the ascension process. In fact, she has been going through it herself for many, many years and has almost perfected the art of ascension, so much so that she has built this wonderful community online where those who are curious about the ascension process or going through it themselves can come and visit and join together and build a community and get some answers together. So first, welcome to my show today. Sandra, how are you?
Hi, Michelle. Good to hear your voice again.
Thank you. It's great to hear yours as well. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, yeah. Very calm and relaxed today, pretty much so. And
awesome.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And did you get a chance to meet Robin while you were in the queue?
Sorry. Hi, Sandra.
Hi, Robin. Yeah, I had a little difficulty. I wasn't sure if I was supposed to press the one, you know, just the usual technical interference Michelle knows well that I deal with. I stay as far away from appliances and, you know, technology as I can. Seems I have a little problem.
Right. I know. And especially with all the energy that's flying around, right? You know, that can kind of...
Well, yeah.
So, Sandra, Robin and I have been checking out your website, and we're really excited. This looks like it's a newly launched website, and it's all about the ascension process. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what drew you to this point in your life where you wanted to create a whole website around the ascension process for people?
I think that the work that I do with people is mostly really dealing with ascension, but the fact that I think a lot of people are unaware, like was I, you know, when it first started, and it is a very, very intense process, and I didn't understand what was going on with me. For me, you know, I want to just interject here that everyone is very different in how they experience and what level they're on and what path they're on spiritually. So it is very different for many people. There are basics, which, I'm not very good at explaining the basics or the scientifics of it, but I do have information on my website about the ascension process. And my site is also about a lot dealing with harmonizing our energies, and in turn that does help us to move through the ascension process. I also feel that people who would be attracted to do this kind of work and have sessions or do the kind of work that be interested in my work are either already going through the ascension process, don't realize what's going on, or they are well aware and just, you know, would like to have some support and share experiences, which is, I think, really, really the most important. You know, I can go on to try to explain, and again, I'm not good at the scientific end, but basically what I'm reading here is which I posted in my about Ascension page in the Dropbox about the Ascension process. Is the whole idea of it is that we as human beings, we as a race are moving up in frequency, and it's about changing our energy and our energy field that surrounds our body. And basically, we're bringing in more light, and as we evolve, our consciousness evolves, and we're discovering really why we're here, who we are, the true history, which is so, so complex, and I wouldn't begin to go into here. But to just let people know that there are things that are happening that affect us physically, emotionally, on a mental level, and a lot of it is a chemical change on that level of our physical bodies. For me personally, I went through the Ascension process not so much with the emotional or mental confusion as much as I went through the physical aspects of Ascension, really feeling like there was something really wrong with me and on a physical level, which in fact things are happening on a physical level, because DNA is light, and our DNA, we are, you know, supposedly the, what do they call, the junk DNA isn't really junk at all, and it's activating. A lot of us are activating. And again, this depends on our history of origin, our energetic blueprint, our own template. We're all individual in where we are on our path. So this depends on how we experience the Ascension process. God, there's so much. So maybe people should ask questions.
So I guess for those of us who don't know what the Ascension process is, I know I'm familiar with the process. Robin, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. You're familiar with the Ascension process and how it works, correct? So for those of us, for those listening in today that aren't familiar with the Ascension process, I have so many people ask, what is it? Like, what is this Ascension process? We hear about Ascension, you know, Catholics, right, with the of Jesus. But, you know, this is a little different. So is there, can we explain that a little bit more?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, as far as religion is concerned, you know, we need to expand our way of seeing things as far as religion. You know, we see Jesus as a man who really held a tremendous amount of higher intelligence, masterful, very masterful in the way he lived his life, and very aware. And so we kind of associate this Ascension with him as a, how should I say, a being that is above, or we kind of look at him in an idolization. And what we have to realize is when we talk about Christ, we talk about a consciousness, more so than we talk about the man himself. So for me, when I use the word Christ or Jesus Christ, I'm speaking about a consciousness, and his ascension in, how should I say, ascending in that way of a higher consciousness, an ability to tap into higher wisdom, to understand the true meaning of life, what we are here for, what our purpose is, what our capacities are to heal ourselves. And
okay.
So, yeah, I think that's the big difference is people look at the Ascension is one man having went through this Ascension, when really we as a race are evolving and we are ascending. Even if we don't realize it, and even if we're not on a spiritual path, we're being, because of
right.
the energy coming in at this time.
So basically, the Ascension is we are ascending. We are awakening to a different
Absolutely.
Vibrational level and awakening to our spiritual selves, and our DNA is changing as a result of this. Do I have that pretty much summed up?
Yeah. And basically, it's changing from a carbon to a silicon basis. And so, again, this is very, very involved, and I am not an expert on the, quote, scientific end of it, as is, physicists and scientists. So I don't do that kind of thing. I have resources on my site where people can learn more about it on that level. But, again, it's mostly about, for me, my work is mostly about helping people to understand that they are a spirit in a body, and they are a spiritual being, have an experience in this physical body, and mm-hmm. the need to be able to integrate, and the need to be able to integrate the physical being with the consciousness into the physical being, so we can learn to heal ourselves, we can learn more, we can listen to our bodies, we know what's going on, and even our emotions, because our emotions are affected by energies. If one is an empath or intuitive, I think that they really already understand. And again, like me, who might not have all the technical ways of explaining ascension, that's not what I do, but in sharing the experience and being able to support people who are going through the experience so that they can understand a little bit about what they can do to help themselves move through this, more smoothly, as easily as possible. Mm-hmm. Most people, the mass consciousness, so to speak, if we want to talk about that, it's really difficult to explain, because I think most people who are not on a path really don't understand what they're going through. So they don't even know they're going through anything. So when things happen or, these new energies come in, there's a lot of intenseness going on, and people's lives are crumbling in all areas. We see it all around us. And they might not really understand and thinking, this is happening to me, and they're thinking of it on a 3D level, and, this is happening to me in my job because of my boss, and they're looking at all these causes that are around them, mm-hmm. which are seen. And basically there are so many sources that are unseen of why these things are happening. And once we start becoming aware of ourselves and seeing beyond this dimension and understanding that there's more reality in what is unseen than what is seen, then mm-hmm. we are able to work through it better. We're able to understand why things happen. Might not make it easy all the time, but it does become easier in understanding rather than being in limbo and thinking that, everything is just in chaos with no purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, we understand a little more. We understand our purpose a little bit more.
I love the way you put that. Yes, definitely. I love the way you put that. I love how passionate you are about this. Robin, do you have any questions for Sandra? You're awfully quiet there today. I can't get you on camera. Now I got you hiding in the background.
I'm okay with that. You know that. No, I have come across several people that are going through this process but have no idea what's going on. It kind of scares them. They don't know what is going on and haven't got a clue how to make themselves feel good with what's going on, because it doesn't stop. It just gets worse and worse and worse, and they don't know how to make it stop. And they have to be able to come to grips with what's going on, and to try to explain it to them, they feel a whole lot better about what it is and the process that you have to go through to get there and feel the peace once you're there.
Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better myself, yeah. And that is just so important, like I said, to understand. I mean, knowledge is power. And when we're able to, for me, everything's about truth. And everything's about being honest and being truthful and being in a place of pure intention. And so it's not to say we're not going to make mistakes. I mean, it's we don't have all the answers. None of us have all the answers. I certainly don't have all the answers. I'm experiencing the ascension process still every day of my life, and this is going on 10 years, and I understand it. but I don't understand every little piece of it. I don't think anybody does. We don't know what to expect because life is subject to change at any given moment. But where we are right now in our time, what is happening right now, there is no, how should I say, prophecy that's accurate because we are on an, you know, I can quote Lisa Renee, who's wonderful, we're on a need-to-know basis. And we really are because the energies are shifting so quickly and they come in all of a sudden and then we go through this wave of ascension and we feel these things. And some people feel them very intensely on an emotional level.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, I think that, you know, I don't think, I'm for sure that there are many people who are diagnosed as mentally ill or diagnosed with certain specific conditions, physical, mental, emotional. And I think we need to learn how to stop putting labels on these things that are happening to us. And we need to start understanding more and not medicating them or trying to fix them, but rather to move through it.
I agree with that. I do. I agree with that, Sandra. I think that a lot of the diagnosed illnesses that you're talking about are a result of the ascension process and the shifts in our DNA and our awakening. And I think that, you know, modern society is very quick to medicate, and I agree with that, definitely.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I myself, you know, I think probably the best that I can do for people is to share my experiences, which is why there's so much, as you know, Michelle, there's so much content on my website.
Yeah.
Because I think that in sharing our experiences with total truthfulness and in transparency and not trying to be, you know, I don't believe in this whole guru system and everyone has an, you know, somebody else has an answer for us. But what I do believe is in guidance and support and with supporting one another. And really what gives us our sorry for the sirens, New York City is not
a
part
of New York.
Yeah. Talk about holding space. I'm holding space here every day. But what was I saying? So in sharing our experiences, that is really where the knowledge comes in. Aside from my being downloaded a lot and being able to tap into that higher wisdom and really receive it and the information that I get, I think that the most help that I can be for people is to share my experiences truthfully and humbly and with transparency, because in that experience, that is how we learn. When my ascension process started, I had always been on a spiritual path basically my whole life, with the little hiatuses we take in between, which all of us do when we fall into that whole 3D thing. But it never worked for me. So, and being an intuitive artist, which is my job here on this planet, as far as the 3D world, is being an intuitive artist, bringing in those energies through my art has also been a lifesaver for me, my creativity. But the fact being that when we experience something, that is really when we learn and when we know what we're talking about. There's nothing better than experience. And so I think in sharing those experiences is much more important even than knowing all the particulars and the physics of it and about the DNA and how many strands of DNA and a silicon-based, you know, going from a carbon to a silicon. I'm still working to understand that myself.
Yeah, me too. I just don't get all the... All I know is that we're awakening to something. Some people are experiencing pain. Some people are going through emotional changes. And everyone knows something is happening. We're just, like Robin said, just not really can't put our finger on it until something has been explained to us. And your website offers a place where people can find some answers based on your personal experiences, which I think is awesome. Some services you're going to offer, you offer on there, as well as your intuitive art product, and in a community as well,
Yeah. I mean, again, and what I wanted to say also is that, you know, like Michelle, I just feel that it is, I know that our purpose here is to give back. When we experience things like this, when we're given the gift, even though it's like Robin says, oh, man, boy, is it intense. And you know, we look around in the beginning and you don't understand it. But, you know, to give back is really the greatest gift. And so, you know, yeah, I do have a lot of services. I offer a lot of free resources. I plan to. It's taking me about 2.5 years to readjust my practice. I had started a practice about 4 years ago, and even before that, I used to do soul readings. And so I've been involved for a long time in the process, I guess, of my ascension as far as before it really kicked in 2012. But it really, for many people, started, for many people like myself who are in my age bracket, which we are supposedly the path cutters, but the ones who are really bringing in these energies and getting ready for the next generations to come, is that, you know, how can I explain this? I'm trying to put it in words that it doesn't sound so complicated and it doesn't sound so scientific, but when you start feeling ascension symptoms, and they really are on a physical level, I myself, even being aware, never connected my consciousness and my spiritual life with my physical body. In other words, it didn't dawn on me that my physical body, my consciousness, was so affecting, and my spiritual life was so affecting what was connected in any way to what was happening in my physical body. And so I spent many times, luckily for me, it turned out very fortunate because I don't really trust Western medicine, so I never really participated in that unless it was absolutely necessary. For me, you know, and this is my opinion, everybody, you know, use your own discernment, in my opinion, really, when we apply ourselves and when we know how to deal with our bodies, we understand things, we realize that really doctors are, they're good for setting bones and they're good for giving stitches and things like that. But really, most of what we feel, a lot of what we feel, we are really able to move through and deal with if we understand it on our own rather than to drug ourselves. Unfortunately, we're not there yet, and it's going to be quite a while, probably not in our lifetime, where we are going to have all doctors who are in touch with the consciousness and the body being one, and so we'll have alternative types of medicine. But unfortunately now, the drugs are just being pushed like gumdrops. So thank God for me. I have gone to the emergency room quite a few times, sometimes thinking I'm having a heart attack. I thought I had MS, all kinds of things, and then these waves would just pass. I'd be back to normal, then they'd start again. And finally, after researching so long, I finally found information about ascension. I did nonstop research, I connected all my previous experiences, my downloads, all the artwork I had done, everything had a message, everything held a message, and I was able to connect everything and finally understood what was happening to me. And, yes, like Robin said, when you know what's going on, when you're able to understand, it makes it a whole lot easier to move through it. And this is true even for people who are going through emotional, not just the physical. They're going through emotional.
So is that your goal with the website, Sandra, to help people find their own answers?
Absolutely. To empower, to help people empower themselves, to help them find the answers. And again, you know, there's so much to say for support rather than answers. There's so much to say for being able to listen to someone tell you what's going on with them, and then be able to give them food for thought, and they will know. They will know.
Yeah.
It's just like me. I knew the minute I heard it, the minute I started reading, I did research for years, the last 3 years, going on four, the minute I heard it, I knew. Oh, wow. You know, it was like an aha moment. This is what's going on. And it's been I just took everything on, down, and I said, I'm going to readjust, and this is why my practice was taking so long, because something was telling me, eyes were telling me, my soul was telling me, there's more you need to understand about this and what you're going through. There's
Hello? Did we lose Sandra?
It doesn't say that
I'm here.
We did.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I'm here.
Okay.
So
well,
I don't know.
I know that we only have a few more minutes left, so I want to make sure that we tell the listeners where they can go to find your website. And I know there's so much information to cover in such a short period of time, but I just want to say that I really appreciate you taking the time out today, Sandra, just to kind of give us your interpretation of the Ascension Process and tell us a little bit more about your website. So if you feel so inclined and you would like to learn more about your own personal Ascension Process, you can visit Sandra's website at www.sinderesiswisdom.com, and that's sinderesiswisdom.com. And you can learn all about it. And she's going to be adding things at an amazing rate of speed. And you're projecting that your online, that your membership community will be available in March, I believe. Is that correct?
Yeah, I hopefully by next month it will be available and we can start, you know, getting going with people interacting and I can, you know, oversee, I'll steward the blog, the forum, and we will, you know, have questions and answers. And there's a lot of work to be done yet, but I wanted to make my services available so people could just keep an eye on the site and you'll see things are going to be added as we move along and as we grow together and move through this ascension process together.
And here's one thing that I really love, Sandra, about your website is that, you know, when we talk about the pricing and the pricing for service, you are offering your services on a donation, on a sliding scale based on what people can afford. So you've not only made this available for people that are really looking for information, but you've also not put a price tag on it. I really like that, and I honor you for that. Is there a specific reason why you've decided to make this on donation, a donation-based website?
Well, I just feel that, for me, this is what resonates. For me, this is what I'm being guided to do. For the first time in my life, you know, again, I'm an artist, so I'm a struggling artist, and I've been really broke my whole life. so I can, you know, I'm not very good at making money in this 3D world. I don't much care for money, to be honest with you. However, we need it to live, and we do need to have provisions so we can do our work. I'm very fortunate to be with my partner, who I don't have to worry about bills anymore. I do need to make my own income, but I could do that through my art, and I'm hoping that my art will bring in some income for me. But I do feel that the sessions and that it should be open for anyone. I mean, it is so important and so important. It's so important for people to understand that when you are guided to move on a spiritual path, you need to have the opportunities and the tools to do that. And so I want to offer that. I want to give back. I want people to be in a place where they don't feel that they need to have money to move forward in their spirituality, because you don't. And so it's kind of like proving a point here. And also to allow people to understand that, you know, this is what the intention is. This is my pure intention. I'm not doing this to make money. Believe me.
That's all the time that we have for today, Sandra. I'm so sorry to cut you short, but I believe that we may have even run out of time. And we definitely would like to revisit this again in the future. We'd love to have you back on. And again, that's Sandra Rose, and her website is sinderesiswisdom.com. And we will have a link to it as soon as this broadcast goes live. We'll have a link to it for you. And go ahead and visit her website and see if it resonates with you. Thank you so much, Sandra, for joining us today. And I wish you all the success in the world.
Thank you so much, Michelle.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for watching Michelle, Mind Tripping with Michelle. I hope you've enjoyed this program, and we will see you again next week. Until then, namaste, and be well.